we're back. Welcome once again to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. I am your co-host, Mike One. This is the co-host, also Mike.
Also Mike. More trailers. They're
That's
hitting
right.
Fast and Furious.
Well, it's getting into that season. We keep teasing. We're on the verge. It's almost the end of summer. We're at the end of July, beginning of August right now. We just got done with our gushing over Mission Impossible and the five lead-up series to that and our review and Fallout, that
yes.
review. So we're all
that
done
was fun.
With the action stuff, and now we're heading into Oscar season as we're kind of toiled away the off-season.
The off-season's over, man. We did the MCU. We did all those best original song categories. We did, of course, Mission Impossible. This was fun. I loved all the jaunts.
What's going to be left for us next year? Fast and Furious, probably? We're going to have to dive into those?
Everybody seems to say the Pixar movies.
The Pixar movie? I could see that happening.
People want us to do the Pixar
movies.
So, yeah, let us know what you want us to do.
Just negative about all the Pixar movies. Just the worst. Yeah. Yeah, definitely let us know what you want to see us cover next Oscars off-season. We love doing this
all
stuff.
All of the Wong Kar-wai films.
A lot of fun stuff.
Three-pod episodes.
we brought some stuff to light for you guys, telling you what you should watch and should avoid and what to look out for. But before we do dive full head into the Oscar season and the Oscar trailers, San Diego Comic-Con was last week. It's the biggest Comic-Con event. It was the original that started the fad, and there were some big superhero and some more popcorn-y movie-type trailers released.
Absolutely.
At San Diego Comic-Con, and we wanted to go through those first before we have one final stop before we dive headlong into all these Oscar trailers and the new Oscar review stuff. So for more superhero-based stuff, for more, like I said, fun, probably not Oscar-y things.
Probably not, but they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to watch the trailers.
Definitely,
without question. Comic-Con is gushing over all of it. We've heard a lot of great buzz from them. We can give you maybe a more grounded look.
We are just miserable people. we have some highs to talk about. We have certainly some things that we're worried about, and we're going to get into all of that, but Mike's going to start us off. Going to give you the specs and details about the trailer and upcoming movie from DCEU, Shazam!
With an exclamation point, directed by David F. Sandberg from Lights Out and Annabelle Creation, horror movie guy there.
Yeah.
Written by Henry Gayden of Earth to Echo. I'm a little worried about that.
Never heard of it.
Starring Shazam stars TV Zachary Levy from Chuck, but also some more movies and miniseries of late. I liked him or love to hate him in Alias Grace on Netflix. I don't remember which. And Thor Ragnarok, he's in that.
Mm.
Shazam also stars every movie's villain, Mark Strong, who's the evil British bald man.
Yes.
That's his name of his character, evil British bald man.
I believe that's an IMDb.
Gladiator's Demon Hansu and Jack Dylan Glazer from It. What do you think of this trailer, Mike?
I don't care. I don't care about it. It's funny. It's fine. It's an introduction. Zachary Levi. I just don't care, and it's because of The Rock's involvement. And I think that's how everyone treated it. It's like, okay, we're getting Shazam. Where's Black Adam?
Uh-huh.
And The Rock has been rumored, and I think he officially signed. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back, but he's been attached to this Black Adam property for a long time. He's gone on record saying that he's not going to get an introduction to that character in this Shazam movie. No cameo for Black Adam either, and with how busy The Rock is, that wouldn't surprise me if he's telling the truth. But I don't think you can not have the groundwork laid for his character in this movie. And there was no mention of it in the trailer, and so I kind of turned my brain off.
Well, they kind of stole the premise from Jumanji. Obviously, it's a bit from Big with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So Jumanji, welcome to the jungle there. So is The Rock's Black Adam also a kid pumped up into a superhero?
DC was not my bag growing up. Marvel I was big in, but yeah, Nerdist has a good video online when this trailer came out from Comic-Con. They made the case for Black Adam being laid out. There's some little Easter eggs that kind of suggest his presence. Maybe they'll do a post-credit scene. That was their suggestion. They call it the biggest post-credit scene of all time when you introduce The Rock's superhero, supervillain character. I get that Shazam is supposed to be for the kids because it's obviously aimed at adolescents and preteens. That's the subject matter. It's kind of the Ant-Man of the DCEU. I don't trust DC. Why should we trust them right now?
I'm with you. This is my favorite DC trailer since Suicide Squad.
Exactly.
And look how that turned out.
Exactly right. Like, great. Good. It made me
laugh. It's a good trailer.
Can you do something with it?
I am almost aroused by how high concept this is, though. I can't help myself. This is superhero movies meets Big with Tom Hanks, but since we can't age Tom Hanks down.
You do have a child inside you. You're young and willful, whatever the word is.
Neither of those.
All right.
We'll cast somebody exactly like Tom Hanks from TV, in a way. His son's a little too old, so...
Get someone that looks like his son.
Zachary Levy is basically a Tom Hanks
Cosplayer, yeah. All right.
I'm down on DC of late as well.
How can you not be?
This trailer gives me a glimmer of hope.
I'm tired of having hope. I'm tired of being hopeful.
Here's another thing. The Rock's Skyscraper is rebounding a little bit at the box office.
Hell yeah!
After China weighed in. So they like him out there in China. Can he perhaps be the CG-heavy franchise rebounder?
I hope
take
so.
Take him to another level?
I'll watch anything The Rock's in, but I think that's kind of the problem. If you're going to do an introduction of The Rock series without The Rock...
Did they reallocate him? Is he now Sharkman in the Aquaman movie?
He's just a shark.
Shark, man.
He's just a shark. He's playing a shark. Speaking of the Aquaman movie, that's what's next up. It was also debuted at Comic-Con, directed by James Wan, who did Saw, Insidious 1 and 2, Conjuring 1 and 2, another big horror name.
Yes.
James Wan's big in the horror community. Written by Will Beale and a bunch of other people. Beale's done Gangster Squad and the upcoming Venom. Yep. Starring Khal Drogo, Jason Momoa, who's... also, The Rock, I guess, if you squint. So, Rock has a big, big impact in the DCEU right now.
They have a little Rock motif on all the new movies, DC Universe here.
The early 2000s, Amber Heard, that's straight out of also Mike's brain.
She was big in the early 2000s.
Nicole Kidman, Dolph Lundgren, Patrick Wilson. I thought that was Patrick Wilson I saw in the preview. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Randall Park, Willem Dafoe, Demon Hansu, and Outlander's Graham McTavish. And hey, speaking of not trusting the DCEU, where's the guy from Entourage?
Who? Which one?
The one that played Aqua. How do you not give him a shout-out in the trailer?
Oh, Vincent Chase.
Yeah, like, how does he not get... He's got to be in this somewhere, doesn't he?
He should be playing, like, the fake Aquaman character.
Right.
He should be, like, Seaman, like, from South Park.
I give him a little nod, but interesting release date to me. I'll take the lead.
I just like how the IMDb profile of the cast has Nicole Kidman followed by Dolph Lundgren.
All right. The biggest names in the industry, yeah. They're releasing it in December. I don't know what that means. When's the last time we had a superhero release in the middle of Oscars?
My
like that?
Cynic powers are activating here. That's
yeah,
all I know.
Yeah, December 21st is when it's due, right in the middle of Oscar season. Looks better than any Aquaman movie should look. It's going to be heavily reliant on CGI. That's pretty obvious.
And Jason Momoa voiceover narration. My father was a lighthouse keeper. Yeah. My mother was a queen.
Yeah, we know.
But life has a way of bringing people together. Yeah. I just want him to put like a bro at every at the end of every sentence. Bro. Yo, bro.
Yeah, I don't. I'm so skeptical of everything DC touches right now.
Those jeans should shrink more, no? I mean, were they originally FUBU
you
jeans?
Think, you would
and
think.
Now they're skinny
they're
jeans?
They're like a size 52 when
Does
he bought them.
Yeah,
I'm going to get these wet.
He just dives in with black faded jeans every time. No wetsuit, no nothing.
The biggest success DC has had thus far is Wonder Woman, and that was a movie I had a lot of issues with, and I'm surprised more people didn't. With the content of the hero. I loved Gal Gadot, but it was mansplaining the movie. And I hated that, but...
The Wonder Woman trailers kind of reallocated a lot of punchlines, and the Justice League trailer did that as well, where you have dialogue from one sequence, and then the character obviously being in another sequence, uttering the punchline, and this trailer's doing that. Oh, that's the worst pep talk ever. That's like after some other nonsense, and it's used to be a punchline. So I don't like that.
I read from somewhere, too, they're trying to get not so gritty with the properties. They're trying to be more comical.
So let's cast all these horror movie directors.
I don't know what's going on with
what
them.
Are we doing?
I'm hopeful.
I like shark battle horses and battle crocodiles.
I like that, too. That was kind of fun.
The music sounds good. Apparently, Willem Dafoe is going to be the mentor character for early Jason Momoa, young kid Jason Momoa.
Does he play his character from Antichrist? I'd see that.
Why did you say that? I have nightmares forever now. Looks like a full origin story involved, which is super worrisome.
Yeah, it is. I don't know that. I mean, is anyone out there clamoring for the Aquaman origin story?
Here's the thing. Like, Comic-Con's, let's talk about Comic-Con here. It's an easy crowd. People go
sure.
loving these properties, loving the comics. they get easy laughs, they get easy cheers. You're not going to Comic-Con to be a troll.
Right.
So we could stay home and troll Comic-Con from here, because we were on the East Coast, we didn't go there. This is where you get a little more balanced opinion. Everybody's gushing out there. Well, for a good reason, go have fun, but more like, I don't know.
We keep saying it, we're going to be honest about this, and we are a film appreciation, and we love nothing more than to be cynical about something and be proven wrong. So
and
hopefully
that happens. I didn't hate Justice League as some people did. All right, 3D was cool. I liked it.
You had good things to say.
I didn't
say
like
about
what they did with a couple characters. It got me mad, but I liked the movie. The movie experience wasn't the worst thing in the world, honestly.
Sure. So, but we'll see.
Another big franchise here, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, directed by Michael Dougherty from the Trick or Treat movies, another horror movie director getting more tent poles from Hollywood. He also did Krampus, written by Max Bornstein from Godzilla and Kong Skull Island, familiar name with that franchise.
Sure.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters stars Stranger Things 11, Millie Bobby Brown, Get Out and West Wing's Bradley Whitford, also from Billy Madison there.
Eric!
I'm waiting for that. The Departed and The Conjuring's Vera Farmiga. Shape of Water's Sally Hawkins. Oh, by the way, Sally Hawkins. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, guess who's going to get killed early?
Friday Night Lights and First Man's Kyle Chandler. Game of Thrones' Charles Dance. Straight out of Compton's O'Shea Jackson Jr. Crouching Tiger's Ziyi Yang. And Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch, as well as Aisha Hines from True Blood, and Last Samurai's Ken Watanabe. My God, a lot of big names in that cast.
Yeah, but Godzilla 1 had a big name, and Bryan Cranston fresh off the Breaking Bad finale, and that was a bit of a misdirection. I won't go into spoilers, but that was a misdirection. I bought that to see Bryan Cranston. I bought that ticket. Now, that said, I'm not a big monster movie guy, but I'm in. If they want to give me a Godzilla cinematic universe with all the big monsters going at it. And
wasn't Charlie Day supposed to be in this, or I have the wrong franchise there?
That's Pacific Rim.
Same thing, whatever.
But yeah, I'm down. You want to give me a Godzilla where he fights Mothra, and maybe Mega Godzilla comes in at some point, and they give him the label of the Titans like they did in the trailer?
I'll be honest with you. The shots of those monsters doing battle in those blue hues, that looks awesome.
Did you see the first one, the remake?
Yes, I saw the first. The remake is preposterous nonsense,
but the fights
were cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, any kind of Godzilla movie is going to be nonsense, I think, but I thought it was better than I was expecting, certainly.
Kong Skull Island had its moments, too. Some really, fist-pumping moments. There was one sequence that was so awesome in the high trees. Loved it. Mudbound's Jason Mitchell was in Kong Skull Island there in that big sequence that I love so much. Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. Yeah, John C. Reilly do some funny things in Kong Skull Island. So they got some potential to have the cast do some things. I love Charles Dance being like Godzilla's hype man, saying, "Long live the king." Like Mr. Lannister.
A bit on the nose, but yeah, I was down with it.
I'm fine with it. All right.
I
don't love Vera Farmiga as Basilia Exposition. That's not so good.
I love Millie Bobby Brown. I think she's...
She can run from monsters. She does it well in Stranger Things.
Great talent. She's going to be awesome. I'm down for her getting the franchise. Michael Dougherty's hit and miss in the horror realm anyway. Trick or Treat was really good, really underrated. Krampus was a movie.
I've never seen that one.
I have.
If I was like 10 years younger, I'd probably... Well, if I was 20 years younger, I'd probably be going nuts if I was a kid.
It was he's also got writing on Superman Returns, which is kind of in the middle. It's hit or miss, so... I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for all these, obviously. I want big movies to hit, but I really do like the first Godzilla remake. I was a fan of it, so I don't see any reason to be down on them taking it a step further and establishing a universe. I'm down. I'm good.
One of my younger brothers as a child went on a Godzilla watching marathon. Like, that's
the old ones?
The old ones.
Really?
With the baby Godzilla.
Yeah.
That movie he watched like 1,000 times, like every day. That was his Mary Poppins. That was his Cinderella. Love the Godzilla. So I've seen all the originals.
No,
so I'm rooting
not,
for
yeah.
it. I'm rooting for it. I don't know. They're nonsense.
Yes. Don't own kimono dragons. That's all.
The next movie is Glass, Mike.
Yeah, written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. The Shyamalanissance. We're experiencing it.
I watched Split last night. I loved it. Rewatched it.
I have some things to say about it. Starring Unbreakable Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis and Split's James McAvoy, obviously. Anya Taylor-Joy. There's also American Horror Story and American Crime Story Sarah Paulson, who was in The Post last year, obviously.
Yes.
We both liked her in that. Okay. So Shyamalan bottomed out in 2013's After Earth. He went to TV, did Wayward Pines for Fox. He didn't write anything. He just directed and then came back with 2015's The Visit, People liked The Visit. I still haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. People appreciated the twist in it.
I haven't seen it either. Okay. No, I was down on... He let me down a few times.
Well, he let... that's kind of been his story.
Lady in the Water.
The come up, right.
The Happening. Sure. He had a drought.
Sure, without question. I think he'd probably admit Last that as Airbender. Well. Last Airbender might have been his bottoming out, but... So he did The Visit. People seemed to like it. Then there was Split.
January release.
It was a January release, just like Glass is going to be a January release. If Split came out in October, around Halloween time, that October, November, would James McAvoy have been taken more seriously as a Best Actor contender?
I think he should have been. I watched him again last night. My God, is
how
he
good
awesome.
Was he?
Terrific.
He was playing 19
Betty
different
Buckley.
People.
Betty Buckley from Tender Mercies.
I had Betty Buckley in the supporting actress conversation when we did our Mike and Oscars.
She was
sure.
Terrific.
I loved her as well. Terrific. But yeah, I think everything's here for a big hit, right?
The trailer worries me a little bit because when a psychologist who specializes in delusional patients with delusions of grandeur in particular, probably not the best practice to tell those patients on your first meeting that I specialize in patients who have delusions of grandeur that you're superheroes, you idiots.
Fair.
You dangerous bunch of idiots.
A fair criticism.
You silly, dangerous bunch of idiots.
Hey, aren't you Bruce Willis? What are you doing here?
So that's not the greatest thing to do. I mean, she's breaking every rule in the book. Will they talk it away? Will they make a joke out of it? I don't know. It was kind of a funny little scene where all three of them are in the mental hospital there.
It was
right at the beginning. Yeah. I love the line. That sounds like the bad guys teaming up from Samuel.
Yes.
That was so good. Loved it.
And that's kind of what I wanted to focus on. So Samuel L. would seem to me to be the third most relevant piece in this triumvirate as far as what the next movie should be.
He gets the best line, and I think...
Right, but it's called Glass, so obviously he's going to be the center... Like, the Split... Okay, this is a spoiler, but Split ended. You would think it's going to be Bruce Willis versus James McAvoy's character for this one. But it's called Glass. So I don't know. I'm intrigued.
I love it. I love it. I can't help but wonder if Bruce Willis is going to defeat these guys by just being strong, unbreakable, and wearing that the world's best, coolest poncho.
He is... Credit to him and his team for finding this route to keep his career this active. Callbacks to roles he had 10, 15 years ago, and he's going dipping back into them, and everyone's just as excited.
But these, these are not Marvel superheroes, though. This is going to be like small-timey superheroes. Like, they don't have powers that change the world. They have powers that should fight each other well, in a way.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I hope it's going to be a big movie. I hope we're more on the ascent of M. Night Shyamalan's third act, I guess it would
be. If he's writing a movie, you know there's going to be a twist at the end. That's not a spoiler, so what is it going to be?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued as it gets. Can't say the same about this next movie, Mike. Fantastic Beasts The Crimes of Grindelwald, trailer 2. Directed by David Yates from all those Harry Potter movies. Written by J.K. Rowling, novelist from all those Harry Potter books. Starring Johnny Depp as Googleabim Grindelwald.
Sure.
Eddie Redmayne, the Oscar winner from Theory of Everything, returns as Newt Scamander. Alien
Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Newt Scamander?
Yep. Alien Covenant and Inherent Vice is Catherine Waterston.
Is Googleabim Grindelwald a real name?
I have to ask now. No, I made up the first name. Grindelwald's a real name. It's in the goddamn title.
Newt Scamander.
Funny man Dan Fogler, Perks of Being a Wallflower, and Justice League's The Flash Ezra Miller. Jude Law is Dumbledore with Zoe Kravitz from Gemini and Big Little Lies and Carmen Ejogo from Roman J. Israel and the Fantastic Beasts episode we did. It's a loaded cast. Great. I just think they don't got the tone right of these. Like, you have names like Googleabim Grindelwald and Scooby-Doo Scamander.
The Newt Scamander.
And yet this is like the most dead serious tone for a trailer.
I'm trying to think of a recent big budget property that I've had less interest in. I mean, Shazam at least elicited a response from me when I saw the trailer. It was a negative one, unfortunately, but it elicited a response. I watched this and I was like, all right, what's the next trailer we got to watch? I don't care. I don't give. I can't find it in me to care about this story.
Super serious music.
You might be right. It could be the tone. I don't know.
Super serious everything. And then they're saying things like, muggles are just as important. Those muggles. I'm Dumbledore. Come on. Come on!
Eddie Redmayne had a funny line or two.
I love the books, But it should have like a freaking Dr. Seuss tone.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
They should be happy, fun, in a Hogwarts.
It's a great cast.
With a lot of fun and game scenes. It shouldn't be on the dark streets of London. Oh, my God.
The best thing to come out of this movie was the inside joke that we made about it in the Roman J. Israel.
Absolutely.
That's what's brought me the most joy from this property, so that's not good.
But moving on, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Captain Marvel was leaked. It wasn't leaked at this year's Comic-Con. It was a sneak peek. It was actually the first look of Brie Larson in the Captain Marvel character, but we're going to comment on it.
We wanted to cover it after
Ant-Man. Give it full circle here. Written and directed by Anna Bolden and Ryan Fleck from Half Nelson and Sugar. Starring Rooms, Brie Larson, of course, Guardians Lee Pace, AMC's Humans, Gemma Chan, Ben Mendelsohn from Rogue One, Damon Hansu, who's getting around apparently in all these movies.
He's from all the other movies we talked about.
And Jude Law from Dumbledore and Crimes of whatever.
Muggly do. Read my copy!
I know, you had to get that in. So I'm pumped for Captain Marvel. I'm sorry, DC, but Marvel has earned our trust. They can do genre pictures. They can do genre-bending films. Do we have to start our first look of the most powerful female superhero in the MCU by seeing the human in her lingerie? Can you sexualize these females more?
Yeah, it's unnecessary. Yeah, I know, you're right. I agree.
I'm a red-blooded, straight American male. If you want to show me Brie Larson in her underwear, I'm fine with it. I think it sends the wrong message that that's the first look of the Captain Marvel character.
In the teaser, yeah.
Right. I think that's terrible. And if you have to do it, quote-unquote, artistically into the movie, I get it. That's fine. If that's your vision and the actress agrees, go for it. But that can't be your first look. She's the linchpin between Infinity War and Avengers 4. And here she is in her bra and panties. Look at her. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's lazy.
I can't argue with you. I'm not against it. I'm a red-blooded American myself.
Right. I mean,
she's hot.
Yes. Fine. And I'm sure it makes her, if she agreed to do it, I'm sure she agrees with the context of it. It makes her feel like a woman. All that's great. I'm not against it. Just to me, if I had a daughter and I was pumped up for her to see Brie Larson as a superhero in the MCU.
Correct.
That's not the first vision I want her seeing.
It's not what we do with the guy superheroes. We don't have Black Panther being introduced with his shirt off.
Yeah, it just struck me so wrong. It was a big problem. I know there are people that will say I'm soapboxing and it's overblown. I disagree. I think it's a big issue. But anyway, I'm excited for Captain Marvel, the property.
Looks like some big production values from the few other glimpses we get. That's no surprise to us, though. It is an MCU property here. I mean, bottom line, Mike, we're getting a female superhero in her own movie leading the first, about time, 21st
yes,
film in the
God.
MCU, leading the first of these movies as a female superhero.
And it seems like she's going to be, like I said, the big connection. I mean, something in this movie has got to link Infinity War with what happens in Avengers 4. Otherwise, Avengers 4 is going to be very light on the action.
Absolutely.
So there's got to be something going on. I don't know how you couldn't be excited for a Marvel property at this point. So that's all we got. It's kind of a little bit of a quick episode, but these were the debut properties that had their first look worldwide at Comic-Con, which just happened last week.
Everybody's eyes are on it, and we got some pretty good trailers, even though we kind of got angry with DC for burning us in the past.
Prove us wrong, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of the trailers, money shots that we saw here.
And they have good names attached. James Wan is obviously capable of doing big budget, or at least getting butts in the seats to see and be approved of his movies. So I'm hoping we're wrong about those, but these are the trailers that debuted at Comic-Con that we don't think will have Oscar ties to them, let's say, and probably will not be viewed by the Academy, at least as far as awards are given out.
But we see everything. We'll see them. Who knows? Maybe we'll, you know, do a whole podcast series on it.
Maybe something will surprise us. I mean, look.
We're rooting for these guys.
Split almost broke through last year. We talked about that all the way up until the end. We considered having Betty Buckley. We considered having James McAvoy. That made it all the way. And if it was given a better or more preferable opening date, then maybe that would have gotten its name in what we thought was a relatively weak year for lead actor. So
Blumhouse has a magic touch.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe one of these does sneak in, and we're hoping it does. We're hoping we're wrong about DC more than anything, because there's nothing better than a world with one big superhero production company than two superhero production companies in the world making great movies and giving everyone their fill on the silver screen.
On that note, Mike, should we respond to Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro getting a little bit
this
of traction
came
now
out last week, too?
Joker movie?
Unless it was subject to change, but apparently Robert De Niro agreed to do the Joaquin Phoenix, or is in talks to do, might have been completed by the time you hear this, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie in a role that mimics the King of Comedy, which I actually just watched for the first time recently and is a fucking trip. I've loved it.
I've watched the first 10 minutes. I couldn't get through it because it's all purposely bad jokes.
Yes. Well, yeah, awkward. It does make you cringe.
Oh, my God.
But you should give it another. It's a great movie. Really good. Scorsese, obviously.
Right.
I don't know where that character would intertwine with the Joker.
I couldn't be more worried. However, if Todd Phillips makes this movie as funny as the last two Hangover sequels, we could be good. Could work perfectly.
Oh my God, a comedy Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix?
But that's unfunny and scary with like the last two Hangover movies.
I'm already unsettled.
Yeah, I'm by the thought of it. We're worried. We're worried about DC.
We're worried about a lot of things. We don't sleep much, Mike and I. We just stay up. But that's it. Let us know what you thought about. Were you at Comic-Con, by the way? Did you see anything that we may not have hit on? We do have another one of these episodes coming out, so we're going to cover the Oscar stuff that may have debuted there and otherwise. But if there's any kind of superhero-related, any popcorn movie-related stuff there that you saw, you wanted us to comment on, be sure to reach out to us, Mike, Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on the Twitter machine, MikeMikeAndOscar.com, MikeMikeAndOscar@gmail.com, on Reddit. We are all over your social media outlets, as well as everywhere you hear podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, etc.
Leave us a review.
One of these days, I'm just going to go cross-eyed actually saying this outro.
We're everywhere, though.
We really are. We really are. And yet we're nowhere, because we're here, staring into each other's eyes, as always, hand in hand.
Having fun, though.
Speak for yourself. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Mike, any final words of wisdom?
Glass, man. That sounds like the bad guys teaming up.
I'm hopeful. All right. We will see you guys next time. Reality sucks. Keep watching movies with us. Later.
See ya.